You are about to listen to Domain Cleveland's podcast. Thanks for tuning in at domainseattle.com.
Hey, this is Bill Bailey from today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio, and I am here with
Raven from Raven Black.
How you doing today, Raven?
I'm good. We're having a day off. It's a good day.
Awesome, awesome. Where are you guys having a day off at right now?
Well, in Buffalo, New York, just hanging out. We went to movie dinner last night, just had 2 days off with Scranton, Pennsylvania, so it was canceled for today, so we got an extra day off. We're just kind of all hanging out.
Nice, nice. Give our listeners a little bit about your background.
Well, we're a dark metal carnival band. There's four pieces. Guitars, drums, vocals, and we're definitely metal. We have a comic book out. We're horror-themed, carnival-themed. Definitely a live band. And we've been touring nonstop for the last 3 years.
Okay, great, great. So who's the artist in the group?
Me.
You? And then who?
Why do you ask?
Well, who would be the biggest comic book fan?
Myself.
Yourself, okay. Because with the whole comic book theme, I mean, that's really cool. So I figured somebody's got to be the artist and the fan putting that out there. Which one is it for you, Marvel or DC or one of the underground labels?
Well, I definitely like some underground labels, especially with horror and vintage horror stuff. But I definitely would say, God, that's always been a hard one for me. I'd have to say Marvel. Yeah.
Yeah, they're killing it in the box office, so, you know.
Yeah, Marvel probably my DC, but I love, don't get me wrong, I love DC, so.
Great. So, any WWE fans in the group?
I believe Brian Muppet, our drummer, I think at one point or another was a WWE fan. More MMF, I would say.
Okay, yeah, because I was saying the doctor's got this Papa Shango thing going, you know, from the old school WWF.
He might. I haven't seen him really talk about it as much, but that could just be me not paying attention to him.
It's just, you know, part of that voodoo that you do, right?
Yeah, sometimes you learn to tune out your bandmates.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. You guys are currently on tour with the Static X Anniversary Tour with Devil Driver and everybody, and I see you're going to be coming to Cleveland July 10th at the Agora Theater. How's the tour been going so far?
Amazing. Surreal. It's been just quite an epic, sold-out every show experience. Insanity, basically. Great energy.
Nice, nice. And how has Cleveland been for you guys?
You know, Cleveland's one of our strongest markets, Ohio and Michigan, Midwest, basically. That's probably our strongest fan base for Raven Black. But the Agora, you know, was at one point my favorite venue to play. And we played there countless times with Mushroom Head, played there with Cradle of Filth. Who's that at Cradle of Filth? And then Devil Driver and Ginger as well. So we've been there quite a few times, but Cleveland gives us a lot of love, and we give a lot of love to Cleveland.
Yeah, I see you mentioned Mushroom Head. I see that you guys did a tour with them in the past.
Our very first ever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which was Mushroom Head in 2000. I mean, we're only 3 years old out there in the world, you know. That was our very first.
Nice. So who's your favorite Mushroom Head member, and do you have any good stories to share from these shows?
Man, Muppet and I are pretty close to Jackie and Skinny, I would say. So at least Skinny, as far as permanent original members, yeah. I know Church isn't any longer with Mushroom Head, but Church, very, very cool. I also like Stitch, obviously, Rick. But my favorite would be Skinny. And I also have a thing for Drummer, so.
That's the word on the street, right?
Yep.
So what does a typical day in the life of Raven Black look like?
A typical day or a day on tour?
A typical day.
A typical day? Wake up, coffee, cigarette, and vape nowadays sometimes. I'm kind of going between vape and cigarettes. playing with my dogs, then on the computer, you know, designing emails, talking to fans. I mean, that's my day. That's my normal, typical day.
Cool. And how's it been working with Dez of Devil Driver?
Wow. I can't even describe it. He's a force to be reckoned with. Him and Anastasia know exactly what they want to do, where they're going, who they're going with, and where they want to be. Well, they want all of us to be. So we are very, very fortunate and blessed to have them, you know, representing us and having us as a part of their Oracle family. It's a huge, huge opportunity, and you know, cherish it.
Great. So what can fans expect when the new album gets released?
Very heavy and very dark. It's our Black album, so.
Yes, so got to stick with the theme.
It'll be the darkest and heaviest album we've put out so far.
And what
very cool.
So what kind of reception have you guys gotten so far for Risen from the Ashes?
More than we had hoped for. I mean, we were scared to kind of put something out so heavy and you know, without clean vocals. But our fans are loving it. They want more. You know, it's every comment is, this is badass. You know, please more and more. When's the album coming out? When's the album coming out? So we're hoping to finish it by the second leg of the Static X with the Death Trip Tribute Tour in the fall. But most likely it'll be, you know, early 2020 just because of our tour schedule.
Gotcha. So how stoked are you guys to be playing Incarceration this year?
We're so excited. I mean, I know it's gotten bigger. You know, this is their second year. It's basically, you know, I would say closest to home base, our kind of people. It's going to be fun. We're so excited about it. We're doing like a private tour earlier today of the, you know, of the reformatory. We're just really excited. We're thinking about putting together a little private group with our fans to do the Halloween haunt. So, you know, we're hoping we can get that put together and take a group of fans with us and go on that like hunt.
Yeah, me and a group of friends did the overnight a few years back, and it is something else.
Oh.
Tell you what.
Oh my God! I don't think we could do the overnight one, but I think we could definitely do one of the tours.
Yeah, I mean, nobody was sleeping, obviously. We were all up, split up into groups all over the place, and there was just all kinds of stuff that I can't explain. And if we didn't have it recorded, you know, we wouldn't believe
it. Cool. I love stuff like that.
So anybody you're looking forward to seeing on that bill?
Oh, my God, too many. Definitely Stabbing Westward. Obviously, Godsmack. Shinedown, I don't think we're going to be there on Friday when Shinedown's playing. We're going to be there Saturday since we're on the tour. Who else? Eyes Set to Kill definitely is one. I think that's, I mean, right now from my collection on Saturday, those are the two that I'm really looking forward to.
Great. So is there anything, when you guys are on the road, that your bandmates kind of get used to, something that you, it's always something that you do, and they just look at each other and they're like, that's so Raven.
When I literally interrupt them doing makeup to go to the restroom before a set, it's become a very routine thing. the guys are in the RV, you know, getting ready, putting on their makeup in the restroom, using the mirror, and I always have to interrupt them, kick them out, and go to the restroom before I leave. It's just that interruption every day, and they all look at each other and roll their eyes. Like, the timing is just not good.
Great. And then what do you believe is going to happen in the 13th hour?
Anything goes in the 13th hour. That's the whole point of the 13th hour, is that there's no rules, no judgment. Everyone gets to be themselves. And it's all about having fun and coming together and just enjoying being who you are.
Cool. And do you happen to follow Raggedy Dead Ann on Instagram?
No, I do not. But I'm going to now, because that sounds really cool.
Yes, yes, she's very cool. She does a lot of the horror conventions and stuff like that. So,
thank you.
Definitely got to check that out. And where can listeners go to learn more about Raven Black?
You know what? For music, definitely Spotify. Facebook is, we're very strong on Facebook. That's what where we're most active. We've always been. And, of course, Instagram.
Okay, great, great. All right. Well, that's about all I got for you. Hopefully we can catch up at the Incarceration Festival, because I'd definitely love to get a photo when you guys are all geared up.
Of course. Yeah, I'd love to meet you.
And then real quick, would you mind cutting a promo ID for our radio show?
Sure. What would you like me to say?
Basically, you know, just like introduce yourself. You're listening to today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio, and then whatever else you want to say.
Wait, Boondoggle?
Today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio.
Oh, my God. Today's Boondoggle on Domain Radio?
Domain Cleveland Radio.
Domain Cleveland Radio. Okay. Boondoggle. I'm going to tongue twist that. All right. Cool. Let me try that. Okay. Hi, this is Raven from Raven Black, and you're listening to today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland.
Awesome. Thank you.
Did that work?
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work.
I think boss those so bad.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us today, and you know, good luck with the rest of the tour. Safe travels. Maybe we'll catch you at the Agora show. If not, definitely at the Incarceration Festival.
Great. And thank you so much for having us.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Attention fans and friends of Domain Cleveland, this is Bill Bailey from today's Boondoggle, which is broadcast exclusively through Domain Cleveland Radio. Did you know that you can now listen to Domain Cleveland Radio and today's Boondoggle by utilizing the TuneIn app? You have the TuneIn app? Just put search Domain Cleveland in there and you can find us and listen to us on the go.
You have just listened to Domain Cleveland. Thanks for tuning in at domainseattle.com. Please subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast and Google Music.